Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in. We have an excellent program for you here today. And as you know, we talk a lot about a lot of things on this program, including how to pay for the high cost of senior care. And we're going to be covering that very, very well today. But first of all, let's talk about a major problem or issue. So today, the average of the annual cost of care ranges, and I'm just going to round this off, $60,000 to $120,000 a year, depending on what kind of care you're going to receive. So for perspective, that's $5,000 to $10,000 per month. Okay, and most of us will need that care at some point in our lives. And without planning, this will become a crisis for your family. So your family will be put in a very difficult position to make some very hard decisions, such as where are you going to get care? What kind of care do you need? How are you going to pay for it? What happens? And look, this is a huge one. What happens when the money runs out? Right? I mean, what are you going to do? What if paying for dad's care leaves mom broke? Right? What are you going to do? And then this one flies under the radar. I don't think it should. What if mom is caring for dad and her health is now declining? Again, what are you going to do? You have some big decisions to make. So, you know, we talk about the very difficult stuff here on Senior Care Live, and these things are just are really tough to think about or even discuss. But guess what else we do on Senior Care Live? We provide solutions. There is good news. These problems can be avoided with a small amount of planning with the right professionals. So we talked about the problem or the challenge. The solution is a long-term care insurance specialist who will walk alongside you and take the confusion out of that process. And with that, I'd like to introduce my friend and special guest today in studio, Steve Johnson. And Steve, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back.
All right. It's been a while. It's been a minute.
Yes, but it's great to be here.
All right. So, Steve, I understand that you have worked in the area of long-term care insurance for over 20 years.
Yep. Yeah, I kind of stumbled into it and just fell in love with helping people solve the problem you really described well at the beginning. And so, I've been doing it for about 23 years and enjoy helping people out of a tough situation.
Okay. And I would imagine that your clients have a deep peace of mind knowing, hey, we've got this covered. Yeah, I can sleep at night.
Yeah. A lot of them have, frankly, most of them, Steve, have had this happen to their mom, their dad, their brother, the next door neighbor, and they've seen what happens firsthand. And they come to me knowing that they can't ignore it.
So that was an eye-opening experience, and they said, "Hey, we cannot let this happen to us. So we need to do something about that."
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and then understand that also that you're a part of a national group, the Long-Term Care Producers Group. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah. So about 20 years ago, a group of professionals, independent agents, got together and said, "There's got to be a better way to serve people." And so we organized a long-term care specialty insurance agency, and we specialize in just helping people find good, affordable long-term care. And you need a lot of solutions because we'll talk later about different plans and how they work. But so we put together an agency, and we've covered the U.S., and so fortunately we've got agents serving in just about every state.
Okay. All right. And then I understand that you're also endorsed by Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. Yeah. In a nutshell, some of your listeners will know Dave Ramsey. He does a great job of helping people step through how to win with your money. And one of the things you got to look out for is long-term care. If you don't plan for this, all the other retirement planning you do can end up for naught.
$5,000 to $10,000 a month, and that's going to require some planning. Don't just stumble into this and hope it all works out. That's not a good plan, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right. So so for our listeners, you're definitely going to want to write this down. And if you are in need, or if this is tripping some triggers and you're like, oh, wait a minute. So-and-so needs to reach out to Steve. Here it is. Write it down. Online at stevejohnsonltc.com, stevejohnsonltc.com. That's like short for long-term care. Or you can just reach out and give him a phone call at 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555. And Steve, what states are you licensed in and able to help clients directly?
Good. Thank you, Steve. Well, the team I work with, we're really all over the U.S. We recently had somebody from Alaska join our group. But I personally serve Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Illinois.
Okay. All right. And then so our listeners are from other states. So that can they reach out to you, and can you help them and maybe connect them with one of these other independent brokers?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That is excellent. Excellent. So, Steve, let's start off with long-term care insurance 101. What is long-term care insurance?
Great. So I think the easiest way to start, Steve, is think about something called, and people stick with me, think about something called ADLs, Activities of Daily Living, and because that's the filter with which insurance companies and other agencies will look and ask the question, where are you limited in your ability, for example, to dress yourself, to bathe yourself, to feed yourself? So there's a list of six, and if you need help with your daily living activities, that is going to require long-term care from your family, from a facility, from a caregiver. So it all starts with your ADLs.
Bathing, dressing, grooming, mobility, medication management, feeding yourself, toileting, some of those sort of things.
Continence would be, yep, you together between the two of us, we can get all six.
Yeah. Excellent. So if you're needing some help with that, then this is going to help cover paying someone to help you with those things. And you know, how many decades do we all take that for granted until one day we don't take it for granted and we can't do it ourselves and we need help?
Yep, that's exactly right. So what it does is it pays for whether somebody to come into your home or in a facility. But what it doesn't pay for, I'm going to step ahead here and say things like medical care, care from a doctor, medications, so forth.
Okay, and are all of these policies the same, or are there some different types of coverage, different types of policies?
Terrific. So if you look at the big picture, I can put all policies really into one of three baskets. I would label one traditional. That's the original long-term care insurance. That's pure insurance. The second basket I would label hybrid, and that's where you're combining two pieces, long-term care insurance and life insurance, or there's another version of that, long-term care and annuity. That's a hybrid. Then finally, the third basket I would simply call short-term care.
Okay, and are you able to offer or address all three of those types of policies with clients or potential clients?
Yeah, I would say it's any specialist you work with, Steve, it's essential that they have access to all those because the person's health is going to drive a lot of what's available. And if you don't have access to those three, you're really going to be limiting how you can help the client.
Okay. So some of the elements within that long-term care insurance policy is the first thing is an elimination period that's essentially a deductible.
Exactly. Just like with your car insurance, you may have a $250 deductible. The same idea is the elimination period.
And what's the most common one? I see a lot of 90 days out there.
You got it. Yeah. What you see is what is most common. A lot of reasons for that. But basically, the customer is going to lower the premium about 30%. If they go with a 90-day elimination period. So we recommend it if the customer has any kind of an emergency fund.
Okay. All right. And then how much coverage on a daily basis do you recommend? I've been recommending a minimum of 200, maybe 250 if that's affordable.
Yeah, that's right. That's what our facilities are charging. Some of the clients want to share the risk with the insurance company. So, for example, not unusual to see a $150 a day benefit where the customer is saying, hey, I'll take on some of the risk myself and share with the insurance company to pay for this.
Okay, and then what's the average term out there? Is it typically a 5-year policy? Is that kind of an average thing that you see out there?
Thank you, Steve. So what you're pointing to is when you get a policy, one of the decisions you have to make is how long do I want this plan to pay for my care? That's going to be driven in part by your budget. And I try to at least encourage people to get a minimum of a 3-year benefit period, meaning that when you need care, the payments will come in for at least 3 years. Really common for people to go a little bit higher if they can afford it.
Okay. All right. And I typically recommend 5 years, but this has to do with, it has to fit within your budget as well. So, minimum of 3 years. I think 5 years is better for a lot of reasons, but we'll get to that here.
Yes.
Very, very shortly. But let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Long-term care insurance only covers the cost of a nursing home. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Long-term care insurance only covers the cost of a nursing home. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Steve, why is that statement false?
So when you look at what's actually happening on the ground out there, about 80% of people receiving care, they're getting it in their home. And so the industry has responded to that. And the policies, Steve, are oftentimes referred to as comprehensive, meaning care in the home, care in a variety of facilities, assisted living, nursing home, adult daycare. In the old days, they used to be nursing home only. That was back then.
Back in the day, that was a nursing home policy and no one wanted to buy it because that does not sound exciting, right?
No. So,
right. But it's so much more user-friendly and people-friendly, I think, today.
Yes.
So, all right. We're visiting with long-term care insurance expert Steve Johnson. If you want to reach out to Steve, if you're interested in looking into a policy for yourself or your spouse, maybe a joint policy with both of you on that, just reach out to Steve Johnson at stevejohnsonltc.com or just pick up the phone and give him a call at 913-829-7555. All right, and Steve, right before the break, we were just talking about some of the major elements within the long-term care insurance policy, the elimination period, that daily benefit, and then, how long of a coverage period do you have? And we talked about 3 years and 5 years. The reason I like 5 years is because the average length of stay in assisted living, it depends on what study you look at, but right about 2.5 years, maybe just a little bit less than that. And according to a study that I like, 59% of assisted living residents will need to elevate to that nursing home, that long-term care level of care, where the average length of stay is 2.4 years. So that's where I get my 5 years.
Yeah.
But it depends on how much if you can self-fund, and we won't get into all of that today. But A question is, you know, every time I run into a client and they have one of these lifetime benefits, I'm like, buddy, that thing is worth its weight in gold. Do not ever get rid of that. So,
right.
But I heard that you can't even get those anymore. Is that true?
You know, there. Given I've done this for 23 years, there was a window of time where at the beginning they all had them, what we call lifetime or unlimited plans. And then there was a period where there was some changes in the industry, and you couldn't hardly find them. There are now some reputable, solid insurance companies offering lifetime or unlimited plans.
Ah, okay. All right. And this might be a little bit off track, but you mentioned reputable companies.
Yes.
So with a life insurance company, I know that that benefit, that death benefit, is insured up to a certain amount. And is there any sort of consumer protection for long-term care insurance policies from a company that just may not have made it? Maybe they went bankrupt or something like that.
Wow.
Is there coverage?
By the way, I love the question. Yeah, actually, every state out there now has a guaranteed trust association. In a nutshell, I tell people the states have basically insurance to protect against a bad apple getting into their state and selling insurance. So there is a trust. There are funds to back up a bad apple going broke, and it still provides that you have insurance even if the company were to go broke. And we've never seen one actually go broke, but it exists.
Okay, that's really good to know, because how many times have I heard from people, yeah, well, what if that insurance company goes under and I just lost my money? Well, you're protected. There is some consumer protection there, and that's the good news. So, Steve, I don't know how many times on this show I have talked about long-term care insurance, and then I always mention I strongly recommend that your long-term care insurance policy be a state partnership plan. And then I try to give an example, and I feel like I never do quite, I don't do it justice. And I keep saying one of these days I'm going to have an expert on that can explain it better than I can. And guess what? That's you.
Okay.
So
let's give it a shot.
Tell us about state partnership plans. What is it and why is that important?
Great. So. Appreciate the question. So back, believe it or not, back around 2005, there was a legislation passed that made it available to all the states to introduce this partnership. It's called a partnership because it's an agreement between the states and the insurance companies that provide a consumer protection so that if, like earlier, Steve, you were talking about a 3 or 5 year plan. Let's use that example. Let's say your client gets a 3 year plan. Let's say it pays $150,000. And let's say that that plan has got that stamp of approval from your local state that it is a partnership policy. And let's say that person goes into care and they end up using up all their benefit and they still need more care.
Yeah.
Well, before the partnership existed, that person in care would need to spend down their personal assets to the point where they were basically broke, and then
qualified for Medicaid.
That's right.
At that point.
Yeah, you see that in your business all the time. So, a consumer might ask the question, why would I bother to buy a policy if I end up using it up and then end up still going broke? Well, what the partnership did was said, look, if you will get a policy that meets our requirements, we will protect you from that. If you spend down, in our example, the $150,000, then the state will assist you, or Medicaid, and we will make it so that you can keep an equivalent or dollar for dollar amount of assets equivalent to the amount of insurance that you had. So in our example, the person could hold on to $150,000 of their own assets and still qualify for state assistance.
See, so that is amazing, and you did a better job explaining it than I do. So that's amazing. So you go to assisted living, long term care, et cetera, et cetera. You use up all of your $150,000 in this example, $150,000 of your benefit, and then. Now, and then you start to spend your own money, and pretty soon you're going to be broke and you have to qualify for Medicaid. So what the state says is, so for example, in the state of Kansas, your Medicaid spend down, you have to be spent down to $2,000 of liquid assets left. And so you're almost broke. The state says in Kansas, according to the Kansas laws, and if it's a state partnership plan, your spend down amount, you only have to come down to $152,000. $150,000 plus the $2,000 you can keep, $152,000. And then at that point, you're not totally broke. You still have $152,000. And then the state will start paying for your care through the Medicaid program.
That's right. That's well said.
So you've just protected the amount of assets that this policy pays out, essentially.
Yeah.
$100,000, $150,000, whatever your policy pays out, you've protected that amount of assets.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, just a side note, the person we're talking about that's in care, because they have that kind of a balance, they might choose to stay in a facility that might be a little bit nicer than they could otherwise afford because they still have assets. So just there are more choices out there.
That's an excellent point because so Medicaid will only reimburse for a semi-private or a shared room.
Right.
And so now, and most of these places, not all, but most of them will allow you, if there's some outside assets that can make up the difference, you can pay the difference to upgrade to a private room. Well, now you have, instead of $2,000 left, you have $152,000, and now you have some funds to accomplish that.
That's right. And if I that's exactly right. If I could add one more thing, or should we pick it up later?
Perfect. Why don't we just pick that up on the other side? Today,
perfect.
We're visiting with Steve Johnson. He's a long-term care specialist and a long-term care insurance expert at stevejohnsonltc.com or 913-829-7555. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to Senior Care Live or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Today, we're visiting with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Steve Johnson. You can reach out to Steve at stevejohnsonltc.com, or you can give him a phone call. Just go old school. Pick up the phone and give him a call at 913-829-7555. And Steve, before the break, we were talking about the state partnership plans, and a question I just thought of on the break: are these plans more expensive than a plan that is not a state partnership plan?
Yeah, the short answer is no. The long answer is no. They're not more expensive. Simply, yeah. The state they set out some very basic guidelines, and if the insurance company's policy meets that guideline, they give it the stamp of approval. And you want to work with a long-term care specialist. They'll know which plans qualify, but does not cost a penny more.
All right. So as I've said, I don't know how many, I mean, literally dozens and dozens of times over all of these years, make sure when you call Steve and you discuss getting long-term care insurance, say, Steve, my friend Steve Kuecker from Senior Care Live says it has to be a state partnership plan. And then Steve would say, yeah.
That's a great request. That's a good request. So let's do it.
And then I always say, when I usually don't have time to break it down and the dollar for dollar matching like you so very well described, I always say, just trust me and you'll thank me later for that. So, all right, Steve, well, do you want to help me do a little myth busting here?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right. This is one of my favorite things to do because, as you know, Steve, there's so much just bad information or misinformation out into the in the public and in all of these different markets. So here's the first myth. I'm too young to need long-term care. That's a myth. So set us straight with the facts.
Yeah. One study out there showed that 40% of people receiving long-term care were working age adults under the age of 64. People think of grandma or grandpa with Alzheimer's at age 85.
Sure.
But the fact is accidents happen, car accidents, slipping off a ladder, falling in the bathtub. So those kind of things can lead to a chronic illness that causes a person to need care. So it really can happen at any age.
And one study that I've read, several say that about 75% of us will require long-term care and will need care at some point in our life.
Yep, I've seen that too. And so take that number and put it to a couple. One of the two are going to need care.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you don't have to be elderly to be a recipient of the care. All right, so I appreciate that. So another myth. Well, Steve, I don't need long-term care insurance. My family will take care of me. That's a myth. Now, sometimes your family might.
Yeah.
But I would say more often than not, there are going to be some limitations, and maybe they're just not at all. So I would definitely call that a myth.
Yeah. And the thing I would add to this question is only my family will take care of me. So my response is yes, your family will take care of you until you wear them out, until your son has lost his job because he's missing too much time off of work, until your husband's health fails. So the fact is most people will get care from their family, and they'll also pay for outside care. And that's where the long-term care insurance can give the family a break.
And my goodness, I've discussed that how many times. Home care can supplement family and friend caregiving and just really keep you at home and independent for an unbelievable amount of time versus if you didn't have that home care supplement.
That's exactly right.
So, okay, another myth is, so Steve, my health insurance or my HMO covers long-term care costs.
Well, your health insurance, your HMO, will cover doctors, they'll cover hospitals, they'll cover prescription drugs related to illnesses, injuries. The only private coverage that will take care of services that long-term care requires is long-term care insurance. So, unfortunately, your health insurance is not going to cover long-term care.
So, that's a bummer. No, you know what? Do you know how many times I have heard, well, Steve, I've got the best Medicare policy that money can buy, so I'm covered. I'm good. And they're very, very upset and very disappointed to find out that it does not pay for long-term care.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a tiny overlap, Steve, when it comes to skilled or rehab, where you might Aunt Betty might be in the nursing home and Medicare paid for the first 3 weeks. Well, that's rehabilitative or skilled care. And that's where people get a little bit confused. So Medicare pays for a tiny bit of rehab. And that's the source of most of that confusion.
But not, that's right. And it is confusing because guess where you go to get long-term care?
Down the hall in that same facility.
To a nursing home. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And then here's the rub though. Once you finish that medical care, that rehab stay, then you have to do something. You have to make a decision. Are you going to return home? Will you need home care? You're going to return to an assisted living community, or you're going to stay there, that long-term care community. At that point, that is long-term care, or that is you will probably need or highly likely need one of these services covered by a long-term care provider.
That's right. Well said.
And covered by that long-term care insurance policy. So, all right. So let's move on to another myth. Long-term care insurance only covers a nursing home. And why is that a myth?
Well, it's a myth because it was your question of the week that you correctly answered that no, it doesn't. But the answer underneath that is most policies today pay really more out for home care. So comprehensive policies that cover care in your home, care in assisted living, care in adult daycare are actually the rule, not the exception. So yeah, the old nursing home only policies are really a thing of the past.
Yeah, yeah, thank goodness. And then I also understood that at some point, even if it was a nursing home only policy, at least in the state of Kansas, and I think maybe a lot of other states followed, is that they actually basically grandfathered in at least assisted living, if not some of these other services.
You're right. And since this is our backyard, Steve, that's right. Kansas is unique in that they did take assisted living and redefine it as a nursing home. And so you get both here if you happen to live in the Sunflower State.
All right. All right. But that's not necessarily true in other states.
That's correct. It's not.
So everyone moved to Kansas, and actually, it's a beautiful place to live. So, all right, another myth: I can save enough money on my own, so I don't need this long-term care insurance stuff.
Yeah, you said it earlier, Steve. The national average right now ranges from $60,000 to $120,000 a year for care. Take that time several years. A lot of people could save that, but it's pennies on the dollar when you get a good long-term care policy. You can leave so much more of your money hard at work, invested, doing the things you want it to do, take a small bit of the earnings, buy the insurance, it's pennies on the dollar to protect yourself. So
that is an excellent point. And I've enjoyed busting some myths with you, Steve.
And likewise, enjoyed it.
And that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, Steve, thanks for busting some myths with me. And another question, when should someone get a long-term care insurance policy?
Yeah, that's a big question, Steve, because that comes up a lot for me. So here's the thing you need to understand so you can arrive at your own decision is that the main factors that are going to determine you're being able to qualify are your health and your age. You've got to be able to qualify for these plans. You have to be healthy enough to qualify. So the younger and the healthier you are, the better. I will say that the advantage of getting a plan, for example, I would say if you're listening to this program and you're in your 50s, don't wait, get it. Because you can lock in your age and your health and get the better rates. If you're in your 60s, don't wait. Give me a call. Let's talk about it and figure out the best plan. I would say if you're in your 70s, it's going to be harder. It's going to be more expensive, but let's take a look and find something. The answer is I don't think you need to get it before you're 50. I think if you get started in your early to mid 50s or as I just gave you up to 65 or 70, don't put this off. A lot of people, sadly, I have to tell them, I'm sorry, you can't qualify.
Yeah, and you've always said in the past, and like I said, it's been about a minute since you've been on the show, and thanks for being here today, but you always, always, always point out this isn't like an Obamacare or this isn't for everyone, right? I mean, it is for everyone, but here's the point. You have to qualify with your good health. And if you have a health issue of one level or another, it could disqualify you from qualifying for one of these plans.
Yeah, that's perfect, Steve. That's what I spend most of my time doing is gathering health information, doing research and finding the right plan. But it makes a big difference if you have a short list of medications and health issues or a long list.
There you go. And every year you're older, statistically, you're closer to possibly developing a particular health issue that, again, could disqualify you from getting one of these plans.
Yeah. So getting it younger is not only going to save you money, but there's just a peace of mind you get. There's a calm.
That is excellent. We're visiting today with Mr. Steve Johnson at stevejohnsonltc.com or at 913-829-7555. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, Steve, just such great information. And thank you for being here today. Again, it was just great stuff. So we've covered a lot of ground here. And someone's out there like, okay, all right, you two Steves, you got my attention.
Yes.
So someone is interested now in getting a quote and actually trying to obtain long-term care insurance. What is the process to get a long-term care insurance policy?
Really, it's a simple three-step process. The first step is for us to talk and identify your needs together. I'll ask questions and understand what's a priority, what's important. Second step is there is a health and financial assessment. We want to make sure that it makes financial sense to have a plan. You also deserve to know if I think you can qualify. So we'll talk about your health. Everything's confidential. And then finally, once we've done those first two steps, then it's just a matter of selecting and applying for a plan. I'll walk beside you step by step, take the complexity out of this, the confusion, and help you find a plan that's right for you.
Yeah, because like you said, I mean, there are different types of plans and there are hybrid plans and all kinds of stuff. So that can get pretty confusing, I would think.
It could. That's probably why, number one reason why working with a specialist is a great idea. This is not a side gig for me. This is what I've done for about 23 years now, and I can help navigate through and help find the best solution.
Okay. And are there any health issues, we touched on it just very briefly. Are there any specific health issues that would disqualify someone from being able to get a long-term care insurance plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just before I came down to the studio to meet with you, Steve, I had to tell a client that they were declined. But I told them, hey, let me go search and shop and find another company that will. So the key to that question is really matching the person and their health with the right company. That's really what your long-term care specialist, it's really where they earn their bread, is to match, make that match.
See, and I love the idea, and I've always loved this idea of you're not a captive agent with one particular company. And it's nothing against someone who works with one particular company, but I've always... Right. Personally, I've always really, really liked the idea of a broker such as you, and you can shop multiple companies to make the right match. And are there some companies that might be maybe a little more forgiving on a particular diagnosis? I'll just make this up, like, you know, diabetic or whatever it might be. Maybe so some of them might consider a particular health situation and some would automatically decline. Is that?
That's exactly right. And your example is actually perfect. Diabetes is one of those things that's more common than you'd think. Some companies really don't want to touch you if you've got it. Others are willing to take a closer look. So that's a great example, Steve. And yeah, you want to work with an agent that is willing to dig into those different underwriting differences and match you with the right company.
Have Steve Johnson go to bat for you at stevejohnsonltc.com or 913-829-7555. All right, Steve, so I've heard this maybe a half a million times. You've probably heard it a bazillion times, if there's such a number. Here's someone that says, well, Steve, that sounds good and all, but I don't want to pay for one of these policies if I don't use it. I mean, what if I don't need it? I'm just throwing my money away. What do you say to that person?
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I have heard that a lot. Yeah, first of all, congratulations. If we can somehow have this conversation post your life and say you didn't need care, good for you. Most people are going to use their policy. I really do hope my clients don't. And I tell them that. I tell them this is a real solid policy that will pay your benefits. I hope you don't use it. So a lot of other responses to that, Steve. I'd love to hear in a moment. I want to hear your response. But I would say, Dave Ramsey is well known by a lot of people, and he strongly recommends this just because the math says most people are going to have a very disrupted retirement if you don't address this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always say this, if you don't use it, congratulations, you just won the lottery, right? Because you just beat the odds like big time, big time. And then the other thing that I always compare this to is, look, I pay a lot of money for my car insurance. I hope I never have to use it.
Right.
But if I do get in a wreck, well, guess what? The insurance company makes me whole. They pay a huge amount of money, so I've transferred that risk. That is what we're doing. My homeowner's insurance, I really hope I never have a homeowner's insurance claim. But if I do, I've transferred that risk for a little bit of money every month. I've transferred that risk to a giant insurance company that will take that financial burden off of me. And we're just doing the same thing here, where it's almost guaranteed that all of us are going to need care and pay for care. Again, I'm going back to the beginning of the show. $5,000 to $10,000 a month is what we're going to pay for this stuff. So,
that's right. Yeah. Good. One other thing I was going to say, Steve, is it's hard to put a price tag on the peace of mind that you get just knowing you've addressed this. That's a big part of retirement, is just knowing you've addressed it.
No doubt about it. And that's the peace of mind that we talked about earlier. So can you share, do you have a particular client story that you'd like to share for us? I know that we were speaking on the phone, sometime in the last several months, and you just, off the cuff, you just kind of shared a story with me about how having, one of your clients, about having long-term care insurance made a huge difference in their life.
Well, this is a couple, Steve and Laura, that wrote me an email recently. I'll just read it to you. And they, frankly, they were early in the process, but let me just tell you what they said. They said, we'd been through the pain and expense of helping our own parents deal with care, and we didn't want to put our own children through the same experience. Not knowing where to turn, we were so glad to be introduced to Steve Johnson. He met with us via the phone several times, each time answering our questions. And they go on to say, we're in the process of securing a suitable long-term care insurance now. We would easily recommend Steve for anyone looking to purchase long-term care insurance. So this is a couple that saw what happened to their parents when there was no preparation, and they've not used their policy yet, but they could see the value in preparing.
Yeah, and I run into, and I don't sell long-term care insurance, but if I did, I could probably sell a policy every time I sit down with the adult children who are taking care of their parents in need, and they're seeing the price tag and they're choking on their coffee. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, we have to do something about that so that we aren't in this same financial position.
That's exactly right. They're writing the check and they're watching mom or dad's bank account go down.
And one of the most difficult stories that I've ever seen as far as working with one of my clients is, I had some clients. They were very excited to tell me they had long-term care insurance. They bought it 20 years ago. It paid $100 a day. It did not have the inflation rider. And so fast forward to when I worked with them, okay, $200 a day was the cost of the care that they needed. And guess what? They couldn't afford to make up that $100.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, they had to qualify for Medicaid, and they didn't get any use out of their policy.
Okay. Yeah. That's where working with a specialist will help you avoid the gap that you can't handle, and all the more reason to work with someone who does this as their specialty.
That's right. Because if someone is doing a good job for you, they're not going to let you have that false sense of security and leave you underinsured.
Exactly.
All right. Steve Johnson at stevejohnsonltc.com or at 913-829-7555. Steve, thanks so much for being here today on the program. You did a great job, and I really appreciate you coming on today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.